Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. The federal government is now just 1 week away from a possible shutdown as hard-right Republicans in the House continue to demand major concessions before agreeing to fund continuing operations of the government. And NPR's Ron Elving says at least a few Republicans continue to put pressure on House leadership by refusing to move funding efforts forward.
It certainly appears that at least a few of them really do. And that's all it's going to take, given the narrow margin of control. This week, the hardcore resistors were voting against anything and everything that had been negotiated, whether it was between the parties or just among the leaders in their own party. Their aim is to fundamentally change what the federal government does, not just how it does it.
The deadline for a shutdown is next Friday at midnight. More than 5,000 additional union workers joined the strike against the Detroit automakers on Friday as the United Auto Workers Union continues to ramp up the pressure on car manufacturers. But as NPR's Andrea Hsu reports, only two of the three companies are feeling most of that pain.
UAW President Sean Fain said from the start he would grow the strike if the negotiations weren't yielding progress.
We're not going to wait around forever for a fair contract at the big three.
Well, on Friday, Fain had an update. He said talks with Ford were producing results, including the restoration of a cost of living adjustment, one of the union's key demands. But with GM and Stellantis, he said no such progress has been made. So he called on the workers at all of those car makers' parts distribution facilities to walk out, affecting 38 sites in all. These are warehouses that supply parts and accessories to dealerships, so consumers who need repairs to their cars could feel the effects of the strike immediately. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
The FBI is conducting a civil rights investigation into the police department of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and they're doing so at the request of the department's own police chief. As Aubrey Procell from member station WRKF in Baton Rouge reports, the investigation is related to a police facility there that officers allegedly used to beat drug suspects.
Federal investigators are looking into allegations that officers may have abused their authority by interrogating suspects at an unmonitored police warehouse. The warehouse, known as the Brave Cave, has been mentioned in multiple recent legal complaints. One lawsuit says officers beat a man so severely there that the parish prison refused to book him until he received emergency room care. Another lawsuit alleges a woman was subjected to an illegal body cavity search and released without charge. Since the first complaint about the site last month, the warehouse has been shuttered and the street crimes unit was disbanded. Two officers of that unit have been placed on paid leave, and one, who resigned in August, was recently arrested on unrelated police battery charges. For NPR News, I'm Aubrey Procell in Baton Rouge.
And you're listening to NPR News. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is asking state residents to remain cautious as tropical cyclone Ophelia moves its way across the state and into Virginia. Ophelia has caused flooding in some areas, and Duke Energy spokesperson Jeff Brooks says there have also been scattered power outages.
Not a concentrated area of outages, not, 30,000 customers in one place, but lots of small 20, 30, 40, 50 customers, a few thousand customer outages, and just spread all across the state.
Ophelia made landfall early Saturday as a tropical storm with near hurricane winds reaching 70 miles an hour, and it brought with it a major storm surge. At the annual meeting of the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation in Washington, D.C. this weekend, a panel of black policymakers and advocates had a message for student loan borrowers. They're not done fighting for debt cancellation. NPR's Corey Turner has our story.
The panel included top leaders from the NAACP and the nation's largest teachers union. Moderator Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley told the crowd,
"I will not mince words. Let me state it plainly. Student debt cancellation is essential."
Though the Supreme Court struck down Biden's plan for cancellation, Pressley said she would keep fighting because many black Americans need and deserve it, she said, having been held back by generations of what she called policy violence. In an acknowledgement that cancellation has been delayed at best, the event also included advisors to help borrowers who are getting ready to resume loan payments next month. Corey Turner, NPR News.
And I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.